If you got your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning is where I'm going to be in the Word of God. I won't be before your presence for just a few moments, but I wanted to share a thought with you this morning talking about our mothers. Ephesians chapter 6. If you would, let's stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Got your place? Say amen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to us this morning out of this chapter. God, we thank you for the mothers that are here today. And we want to try today, Lord, with your help, that you'd send the preacher to honor our mothers today through the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here at Vickers Chapel. God, may you speak to hearts that may be in this building today lost without you, that they would come to the saving knowledge of your darling Son. We love you and we'll praise you in Jesus' holy name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Here we see in this chapter the relative duties of children to honor their parents. And maybe when you've read this chapter, you may have thought to yourself, well, that's just talking about the small children. I'll tell you this morning, it's not just dealing with small children. I'm telling you today that we are all children. If you have a mother and a father, and you do, you are still a child before them. If they've done went on to be with the Lord, you are still their children. It doesn't matter what you do in life. You can have many successes, and you can move to big cities, and you can change your name, and you can live a different way than you were raised, and you can tell everybody that you're from a different place. But your DNA will tell exactly who you are. You are your father and your mother's child. Amen? And here we see in this chapter, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I've learned all of my life that it's right to obey my parents. Now that I'm almost 50 years old, I still obey my parents. I still honor my mother. My dad has done gone on to be with the Lord, and I love to honor his memory and live by the things he taught me and the example he set before me. God has blessed me to still have my mother with me, and I want to honor her today. So I want to preach on a title, Honoring Your Mothers. Honoring Your Mother today. Number one, if you were going to honor our mother, we're going to have unconditional love for that mother. I don't know where your mother's been or what she's done, if she's been a good mother or a bad mother, but we need to honor our mothers. Colossians 3:20, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is the well-pleasing unto the Lord. It's well-pleasing to honor them and do what they have asked you. They have more experience in life than what you have. Like I said, I'm almost 50 years old, but my mother has lived a lot longer than I have. And I need to listen to her when she speaks to me. And I need to respect her when she talks to me. That's an awful weak amen. We need to honor them. We need to love them and show them support. We need to have unconditional love for our mothers. Proverbs 31:20 says, she stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. I'm glad to say this morning that I've seen my mother reach out for the needs of people as we grew up unselfishly. She did things that she didn't have to do, but she did it because she loved people and she loved God. And no, she may not have done everything perfect, but she tried the best she knew how to do. Maybe you're here today and you're a mother and you say, well, I don't feel like I've done the best. that I could do. If you'll honor God, you'll be doing the best that you can do to raise your children the right way. My heart was broke this week when I was standing in a service station and hearing an elderly woman speak to a young lady that was living with her boyfriend, and she was proud to tell the older lady how that she was never going to get married, and she didn't believe in marriage. And the older lady, she was, as you would say, us young people would say, you're from the old school. She said that she loved being married. She'd been married for 40 years, and she'd raised her daughters to trust God and to be married and do what God commanded. But the young lady said she didn't want to be married, and she was going to teach her daughter never to get married. And I thought, how sad that is that the young mothers that are coming up today won't even teach their children about the love of God and what God commands us in His Word, and that's to love one another and be married. Amen. I got some over here and not some over here. We not only should have unconditional love for our mothers, but we should respect her. We need to respect her. 1 Timothy 5:4 says, but if any widows have children or nephews, let them learn first to show pity at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. It is acceptable to have respect. Now, I remember growing up, I always wanted to be on my own. I wanted to grow up fast. I wanted to do things my way. Time I got to be 14 years old, I put everything in high gear. Is that not right, Mom? And I was in high gear the whole time. I wanted to grow up. I wanted to grow up. I wanted to be on my own. I wanted to do my own thing. I was beginning to work. I was earning my own money, doing my own thing. I thought I was my own man. Mom would tell me, you need to slow down. You need to slow down. You need to enjoy life. You need to be a young man. You've got all your life to be an adult. But all I could see was freedom, freedom, freedom. I wanted to get out from under Mother and Daddy. I wanted to do my own thing. Y'all looking at me like you never done such a thing. You're as guilty as I am. I know you are. And yet I worked that way, and I wanted to get out from under. And I just worked real hard and done all I could. I didn't always respect my mother. I tried to do what I could do to please Gary. And the Holy Spirit of God would convict my heart, and I would have to go back and apologize to Mother because of the way that I was at times. There was times I tried to walk out of the will of God. I was saved at 11 years old, and the devil had all kinds of things to tempt me as a young man. And I would follow after the ways of the devil and get on straight out just a little bit. Mom would say, you need to get back over here. Sometimes she would use a gentle way. Sometimes she'd take a limb and bring me back into line. I think you all know what I'm talking about. You remember those old limbs? We'd go out and break them off the trees. And they, you know, she said, go get me a limb. I hated to go get a limb. Now, when she said, go get a limb for my brother, I'd go out and break off a club. She said, I'm going to use that on you if you bring that back in here. And we'd go out and get a limb, and I'd try them out in the woods. You know, I'd think, oh, that's not too bad. I don't know why I was whooping one leg, because she'd strap me from my neck to my ankles. You know, and I'd try it out. I said, that's not too bad. But if she went out and got a limb, she'd get that one that stretched real good all the way around and wouldn't break. You remember those? She could get my attention. She taught me how to have respect. And I think that's what's happened to our children today. They've got away from corporal punishment, and they've got away from teaching them the Word of God. And they'll talk back to their parents, and they'll disrespect their parents. And that is displeasing to God to do such a thing. Now, it don't stop right there at the household. When that child grows up and gets out on its own, and we think we know everything, we're still, by the Word of God, still to have respect for Mother. Amen? She might not have all the right answers, but she's our mother. We need to love her and to respect her. Not only do we need to have unconditional love and respect her, we need to appreciate her. Have you appreciated your mother lately? Have you done anything for your mother lately? Have you taken your mother for granted lately? I'd say that we all have. Proverbs 31, 27 and 28. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Verse 28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. And I'm glad this morning that I praise my mother for what she's done in raising me the right way and teaching me the ways of God. She had a rough home life growing up and went through a lot of things in her life. But even through all of that, she kept her eyes on the right thing. She may not always live for God, but there was a time and a place when she came to know the Lord when I was a small child. And by her example, I watched her life. I watched my father's life. And it made me want to walk with God. How about you parents today? Are you living a life that would make your children want to walk with God? You need to seek Him first in your life. You need to put Him first so that your speech, your attitude, everything that you do would honor God. And I'm glad that we need to appreciate her. You need to go out of your way today and appreciate your mother. Now maybe your mother's gone on and she's not with you no more. And bless your heart, I'm sorry for that. But the Bible says it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this, the judgment. He's talking about men and women. We're going to live so long in this life and we're going to die. Someday soon, you know, the Lord's going to call and Mom will give an answer. Someday He'll call and I'll give an answer. Someday He'll call and you'll give an answer. We're all going to go by the way of the grave unless Jesus comes today. And He could come in the next few moments. It's 5 minutes to 12. He could come back at 1 minute to 12. I hope you're ready to meet Him. But I'm glad for a godly mother. Maybe your story today is you don't have a godly mother. Maybe she's incarcerated. Maybe she's been mean all of her life. Maybe she's not been the mother that you deserved or you felt like you deserved that showed you the love. But I'm glad that I serve one. His name is Jesus. He said, I'll be your mother and I'll be your father. I'll go all the way with you even down to the end of the world. I'm glad that there's some mothers and fathers that will love God and love their children and raise them for Him. But they are those that won't do it. But we still need to appreciate our mothers and our fathers. I had a family come to me one time, some young kids, and asked me, they were teenagers, and asked me about should they honor their mother that was a drug addict? Should they honor their mother that was mean and a thief and all these different things? And it was a hard place as a pastor, as a preacher, to answer those questions. And I told them, I said, you need to love your mother and respect your mother. If you'll do that, maybe by your witness, it'll turn her around and she'll get right with God and live for God and you'll have a godly home. We got to do that, church. We need to respect our mothers and appreciate them. So we see in verse 28, he says, her children rise up and call her blessed. I'm glad I can say I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed with the mother that God has given me. And maybe your mother's gone on and she was a godly woman. And you were blessed for all those years that you got to have your mother. But now that she's gone to be with the Lord, you're doubly blessed. He said, lay up your treasures in heaven, where rust and moth does not corrupt, where thieves cannot break through or steal. Lay them up in heaven. I believe our loved ones that have went on to be with the Lord, we have given them to God and they're laid up in heaven. They're with the Lord there. And one day after a while, we're going to get to reap that reward. We're going to get to see them again. We're going to get to experience being with mother again, being with father again, all that have moved on for Christ. We're going to get to see them again one day after a while. And I want to respect their memory and honor them as long as I can live. And you should want to do the same thing. Don't only just appreciate her, but care for her. Once you grow up and move out and do your own thing, doesn't mean we're to reject our mothers, but we're to love them. You need to call her. You need to check on her. You that have mothers that's went on, I'm sure you would give anything today to be able to call your mother and tell her that you love her and wish her a happy Mother's Day. I'm so thankful my mother's with me, and I'm going to take her out after a while and feed her the biggest meal I can feed her and do for her what I can. But there's going to come a day when Mommy's going to move on, and I won't be able to do that. And you may be there this morning. So care for your mother while she's here and love her. Don't get so busy with life that you never call Mommy. Don't be ashamed to call her Mommy. Don't be ashamed to put your arms around her and love her and tell her how much you appreciate her. That's what having a mother is all about. I'll tell you what, these times that I would go right now, if I was so burdened down I couldn't make it, I could go and get on my knees and lay my head in my mother's lap and not say a word, and she'd know what it was all about. And she'd love me as a mother loves me. You do that as a 50-year-old man, you better believe I would. Why? Because I love my mother, and I have a great respect for my mother. In Genesis 24:53, here we see the servant of Abraham caring for Rebekah's mother. And the servant brought forth jewels and silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. We can give of our time and we can give of our love. Give of everything you've got. Do things for her. If you're blessed financially, do things for her. If your mother has needs, do things for her. Honor her and love her. Treat her like royalty. She's the one that helped give you life, helped wipe your snotty nose and your dirty hind end and everything else. She's the one that did it. She's the one that you threw up on and she had to stay up all night with. She's the one that's had to counsel you when nobody else could. She's the one that had to be your banker when nobody else could. She's the one that mended your wounds when nobody would mend them. She's the one that loved you when nobody else seemed like loved you. Mother has always been there and always will be there. Can I get a witness this morning? We need to love our mothers and care for her. And then finally, this morning, you need to listen to her. You ain't so big and so grown up and we can't listen to Mama. We need to listen to what she says. In 2 Kings 4, 5 and 6, the Bible says, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. She poured out, the Bible says, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Here we see the widow dealing with her sons because the prophet had talked to her, Elijah, and told her, you need to go out. And she had a great financial need. And God was going to work miraculously through her. And she had two sons that they wanted to make slaves for. They wanted to make them bondsmen. They wanted to send them out and make them work and pay the debt of their father. And her mother didn't know what to do but to go to the man of God. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a single mother and you don't know what to do. And I'll try to help you every way I can and instruct you in the Word of God of how God can bless your life. But I'm going to tell you this morning, God can supernaturally bless your life if you'll listen to your mother. The Scriptures doesn't teach that the boys went against their mother in any way. She said, go to the neighbors and borrow every jar, every vase, every bucket, everything that you can get that'll hold water. I want you to borrow it and bring it back to the house. And the Bible says they went and did exactly what their mother asked. They went and listened to her and borrowed that. And because they were obedient to listen to the will of their mother, they were blessed abundantly. Abundantly. When Christ commanded us here in Ephesians chapter 6, when he said, obey your parents, for this is right. It wasn't just something to write down. Guys, we need to listen to our mothers. Now I know when we get married, we leave our mother and our father and we cleave to our wives and we make our own homes. But that doesn't mean we reject our mother. Now, you don't go over top of your wife and let your mother tell you what to do all the time and things of that nature. I never got a single amen on that. If your mother's a godly woman, she'll know her place when it comes to a married man. I'm glad that my mother has always respected me as a married man. And she's always tried to respect my wife. And they've always got along. They've had times that they've had a word or two. And that's part of being married. That's part of growing in life together. And maybe you have chewed your mother-in-law out. Maybe you need to repent and get things right with her. Boy, it's getting quiet now. Eyes went just like this. Vroom. I thank God for my mother-in-law. She's one of the godliest women that I know. I sent her a message this morning, told her I loved her and appreciate what a godly woman that she is. And I appreciate godly women, and I appreciate all you mothers that are here that love God. But God has commanded me and told me to tell you, you need to listen. You need to listen to them. Lastly, Proverbs 31:26. She opens up her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. How we honor our mothers is how we honor the Lord. So I want to ask you today, if you want to honor the Lord, if you truly want to live for God and let God be pleased with your life, if you don't get nothing out of this message today, I've kind of been a little reserved today. I ain't been as wild today. I'm kind of holding back on you just a little bit. But if you want to honor the Lord, I'm going to give you the key to that. If you want to walk successful for God, that God will be pleased with your life will be a witness for the Lord, and you can help win people for the cause of Christ, there's one way that you can do that. Honor your mother. Honor your mother. Life is too short if you and your mother are mad at each other. I would leave this church as fast as I could today and go see my mother and make it right. I would get on the phone and make it right. I would do something to get to my mother before the Lord calls her out of here. You just don't understand, Brother Gary. You don't know what I've been. It doesn't matter what you've been through. She's still your mother, and you need to love her, and you need to respect her, and you need to care for her like you've never cared for her in her life. You know how I want to honor God? Stand up, Mom. I want to honor God by honoring my mother because I love her. She's the most precious thing I've got. That reminds me of all my childhood and coming up for the Lord is my mother. She helped show me the way. Has your mother helped show you the way? I want to give you a challenge this morning. If you're here and your mother is here with you, let's all stand to our feet. And I'd like for you right now to go to your mother and hug her and tell her you love her. Right now, if you would, go to your mother and tell her that you love her. Don't that make you feel good this morning? But someday soon, you won't be able to do that. Christ will call Mommy home, and you'll have to continue on. And you'll have to carry the memories. And I hope they're joyful ones. While every head is bowed and every eye closed,